The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
8:15 now, beautiful Tuesday morning. It'll be a nice week. Chance for showers coming in Wednesday, Thursday in advance of another front. Right now, we're not even at 50 degrees yet. If you average the temperatures in the area, it's only going up to 60, and that's going to be around 3, 4 o'clock this afternoon. So it's going to be a chilly day. Tomorrow, highs of 68, 66 Thursday. That's when a real chance for showers comes in. And then it cools off again by Friday, highs of 54, 62 Saturday, and then 72 on Sunday. Ronald Serpas joins us, our friend, professor of practice in the Department of Criminal Justice at Loyola, former NOPD chief, head of the Nashville City Police, Washington State Police, and consultant to many departments. He's with us today because tomorrow we're going to be at the Children's Hospital New Orleans Radio Light Up the Season Radiothon. And we'll give you more about that as the morning unfolds. Good morning, Chief. How you doing?
I'm good, Tommy. How about you?
I'm all right. Let's talk about the recent spate of shootings and Ann Kirkpatrick, the superintendent, saying, you know, that number of murders is still down. You always have been a numbers guy. I should say Dr. Serpas because you got a PhD. But then I'd have to ask you to look at the sore elbow that's bothering me. but seriously, tell me about the violence that are we seeing a trend? Are these anomalies? How do you go about evaluating whether or not crime is up, down, whatever?
Well, there's a couple things here at play. One is you can rely on data, and I did, and so do many other chiefs. But that just gives you context. What you got to remember is that people derive crime information from their friends, family, and neighbors. So sometimes when you talk about data, it sounds a little, it kind of hits like a thud when people say, well, I'm glad to know that crime is down in New Orleans. And it is, by the way. And I'm glad to know that shootings are down in New Orleans. And we want to celebrate that. But you can't use that as the only explanation of these events. And I don't think that's what Chief Kirkpatrick was doing. But just remember, people know crime from their friends, families, and neighbors. Secondly, these spats of violent crime like this have been cyclical for the last 30 or 40 years. You'll hear myself and other people who comment about the NOPD, Raffi, for example, is many times you'll have a group or a gang that's been incredibly dangerous, and then they'll be reduced in capacity either by prison or other events, and you get a bit of a lull. But when that lull happens, we invariably see around the country, particularly with these groups of young men who have no care about anybody but themselves, it'll come back up again. Third, this particular notion that I saw one of the captains talking about, that these are groups or gangs that were in the quarter and finding each other, or even as Mayor Cantell said, don't settle your beefs in the quarter, that's actually been going on for a really long time. She is not wrong about that. We had a Thanksgiving Day shooting right after I came back as chief. A guy saw a fella he shot in Baton Rouge 3 weeks earlier on Bourbon Street, and he essentially said, oh, there you are, and he shoots him. So there's all these different things, but I think what the city is doing and the police department doing is the right thing. Reflect for a moment that crime is going down for the bigger picture ideas that people want to see. But never forget, it's what your mom and them told you. It's what your neighbors told you. It's what your friends told you about how you perceive crime in your city. And right now, there's probably some trepidation about that in many parts of the city. New Orleans East, you had the poor 3-year-old baby that killed herself, it appears, with a negligent homicide charge on the mama. You had another shooting a couple days later, which was earlier this week. So you just got to be careful that you don't try to convince people the numbers should make them feel safer if they don't feel safer.
But let's talk about feeling safe. The police superintendent saying, I think a lot of these people, most of them that were involved in the shooting, were from out of town. Didn't I hear her say that, right?
I think there's always going to be some combination of that in the French Quarter, right? But we still have other parts of the city where there's been some pretty significant shootings in the last 2 weeks, right? So I was just trying to make the distinction. I'm glad you brought it up. The issue in the Quarter could be homegrown or it could be visitors. The issue in the Quarter is there's a lot of people in a very small place. But you still have stuff going on in New Orleans East and up in uptown, some parts of Gertown. So you can't, you know, there's a little difference between the two. But Tommy, there is a real truth here. Our friends in the tourist industry have always been hypersensitive to these kinds of crimes in the Central Business District because they're trying to market New Orleans as a safe place to visit. Friends of mine in New York City are having the exact same problem today when you see videos of people committing crimes by Times Square. It kind of goes out into the atmosphere of people who are trying to make choices of where to visit, mm-hmm. and it does have an effect. And I don't think the tourism industry officials are taking that lightly, and they're going to try to do everything they can to tamp down this notion that New York or New Orleans or Chicago is so dangerous because of the shootings, you can't come visit our town. And that is a necessary function, too, because not all these crimes actually happen there.
You mentioned Thanksgiving weekend when you first, I remember that stuff about, he had shot him one time, mm-hmm. right, and shot him again. Is that what happened, if I remember correctly?
He shot him in Baton Rouge. He shot the guy in Baton Rouge, tried to kill him in Baton Rouge. A couple weeks later, he's on Bourbon Street during Thanksgiving, if I remember, Thanksgiving or Halloween, one of the two. And he says, oh, look, that's the guy I tried to kill a couple weeks ago. I'm going to do it now. And start shooting at him in the middle of Bourbon Street. These are the kind of things that are going to happen in any city. But the problem is, from the tourist perspective, you got to find a way where our tourist industry can help rationalize that these are one-offs that are very sad, but it isn't what's the nature of visiting the city of New Orleans. That's an important issue for a tourist town, New Orleans, Nashville, New York, Chicago. Those are important things that have to also be considered outside of what you're doing to serve your residents.
Yeah, let me take a break because I'm getting a lot of texts about Bayou Classic. I don't know what the numbers show about shootings, but if you got people from out of town that settle beefs with guns, I don't know how you change that. And also looking ahead to the Super Bowl because they're, you know, that's a big out-of-town event. I don't know that due to the upscale nature of the Super Bowl where you got, you know, private jets landing at Lakefront Airport, I don't know if you got or at the Aviation Field. I don't know if you have the same type of thing that would happen, but we'll talk about it when we come back about security in the city and so forth. Ronald Surpass, our guest. You got any questions, comments, 504-260-1870. Traffic now, WWL. 826 and a half, Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking to Ronald Surpass, our friend, professor of politics in the Department of Criminal Justice at Loyola, Dr. Surpass, former NOPD chief, head of the Washington State Police, Nashville City Police chief. When it comes to these shootings, one thing, whether they're from in town or out of town, looking at the story here that two happened along Canal Street, the other on Bourbon Street, six people wounded. The people committing the shootings, not from the Crescent City. Of course, if you get shot, you don't really care where they're from if you get shot accidentally and you're not the target. And I mention that because one thing all of these shootings do have in common are guns, right? Everybody had a gun. So with that being said, I would guess, and somebody texted in, that the people that are doing these shootings, if you're going to shoot in a crowd, chances are it's not your first-time offense that you're doing this, that you've been in trouble with the law. You shouldn't have a gun anyway. So at that point, the carve-outs from the carry and the concealed carry and all of that, is that a red herring or not? Thoughts?
Well, I think many of us have always said from the beginning exactly what your caller said, the person who texted in. If you're that age and you're willing to take a gun and go into a crowd of people and shoot at anybody trying to get to the person you want, you're not the least bit interested in legal carry process. It's an illegal idea. It's an illegal use of a weapon. And often not, it's an illegally possessed weapon. So I think there should be a fairness that these are two completely different circumstances. Secondly, I've done two Mardi Gras as the chief of the chief operations and Super Bowls. There's a lot of extra cops. You got to be fair about that. There's a lot of extra work. You got to be fair about that. It's a multi-day event where a lot of people are together day in and day out, which kind of, in a way, to me, kind of calms the crowd because they're used to like being around all that. And then when you get down to this notion of someone legally carrying a weapon and shooting it in a crowd, I don't know that you see much of that, and I'm sure we'd see a lot of that in the media if we had it. What we do see is a person illegally possessing an illegal weapon and illegally shooting it into a crowd of people, I think is a night and day difference from the first equation.
Again, chances are you don't break bad, and this is not an honor roll student, right, that decided to settle a beef and shoot in a crowd, so it goes to who should be in jail and who shouldn't, perhaps?
Exactly. I mean, I don't want to castigate everybody on the planet, but let me tell you something. I've never seen an investigation of someone who was willing to shoot in a crowd like that. That was their first crime.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Chief.
That's your point. I mean, that's not the way they do it.
So when it comes to feeling safe in the city during the holiday season, I saw, you know, some people like to crap all over the city when they get a chance on social media about not wanting to go see the lights here or there or the other thing. I don't really feel threatened if I go to this celebration or that or the other thing. Should I be?
No, I spent my whole life here, Tommy, except for being gone for a few years. And guess what? New Orleans is safe. It's safer than many people believe. But we do have to recognize a tourist town is going to get painted with the brush of fear. And we just got to be effective at fighting that. I think the mayor yesterday and the chief did a good job of laying out the differences and dealing with the problem and not ignoring the problem. That's what I think they should be doing. And I think they did it pretty well.
Thank you, Chief. Have a good week, I guess. We'll talk to you next week.
Yes, sir.
Might be a holiday between now and then. I don't know. If not, make one up.
That's what we'll do.
There you go. All right, Ronald Serpest will take a break, come back, talk to J.P. Morrell about the same thing. Right now, it's time for WWL First News.